Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to WDMV. Rocking you globally, but based right here in your nation's capital, Washington, D.C. In case you've been looking for me, you've just located me. This is your man, DJ Mr. E, and welcome to the DJ Mr. E Show. Something new, something nice, WDMV. Yeah. What we gonna do today and every day is we're gonna groove. The best smooth jazz on your internet is right here. Want to see those phone lines light up? Give me a call, 646-378-0763. Give me a call. Want to see the phone lines lighting up right now. Come on. Also, Blog Talk Radio. You know what that means. The chat room is wide open. Jump in there, www.blogtalkradio.com/WDMV, the indie dash story. Come on, go with me, y'all. Thank you.
cars are creeping, the women walking down the street. She can feel your fantasy while she's trying to make enough to eat. Oh, I realize that there are things I cannot change, but I don't know how the girl can play that game. She's in a lonely world called Shanley. She's down and out of Shanley. There's a special lady leaning up against the wall. She's gonna make that money without finding a job at all. Oh, she's got a craving, she's got to have something on. Although she's got the scale, she's got to work twice as hard. Oh, I realize that there are things that I cannot change. I don't know how the girl can play that game. You know there's no escape from Shelley. Things that cannot change, but I don't know how the girl can play that game. She's living on the street on Shady Lane. She's down and out Shady Lane. You know there's no escape from Shady Lane.
DMB, this is the DJ Mr. E Show, and this is your guy, DJ Mr. E. Thank you all for listening, no matter where you're listening from. On our phone lines, in our chat rooms, on your computer, wherever you are, man, we've got people from all around the world listening to us this evening, and I want to say good evening to you. For those that are out on the West Coast, good afternoon. You know how we get it in. Jamaica's in the building. New Orleans is in the building. St. Thomas is in the building. Grand Cayman's in the building. And, of course, the DMV's in the building. Foremost to each and every one of you, I would say thank you. There for a second. I hope that does not happen again. If it does, I'm going to dial right back in, but I'm having a little problem with my Skype over here, but it's all. We're going to make it do. So again, welcome to the DJ Mr. E Show. For all my Facebook friends, welcome. For all of my friends in general, all my friends, welcome. We've got a great each come up with a name for the and the sax man. So we got the vocalist and the sax man with us, the sax man tonight. And I'm going to start with the sax man, because we just heard one of his tracks. Let me see if I can get him in here. If you got Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, Facebook him. His name is Ray Gaskins. Ray, are you there?
Nope, you're not there yet. This is Blog Talk, ladies and gentlemen, so sometimes it takes a second, but I'm going to get Ray in. I see him there, right here. Ray, welcome to WDMV.
Good evening, man. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Thanks for taking the time out to come on the show for a couple of minutes.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I've got Claudette on the line, too. Claudette, I'll get to you in 1 second. Just hold on, please. First of all, Ray, really quick, man, I do have one of my other guests on, so we all going to co-mingle, man. We're going to get this thing in. I'm going to drop a track from you, drop a track from her, and we're going to make this thing happen.
That's cool. I'm saying hello to all
right.
Out there, and, you know, as I said, everybody, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful show you got here. Thanks for having me
on. You sound a little garbled, man. But I hope that everybody out there can hear you, man. Just first of all, tell us a little bit about your background, man. For the last 9 years, my brother, what have you been doing?
Well, you know what? I hear the garble. I think I'm gonna try to reach you back on another line. Yeah, that way everybody can hear what's going on. I don't want to mess it up. If that's cool with you, I'll come back on one of the other lines, okay?
You going in? Okay, let me bring that on. And, Ray, give me a call back, man.
I give you a call right back, bro. Okay.
All right, cool. Let me keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it's WDMV. I don't know what's happening with Skype tonight because Ray was also calling in from Skype. But whatever's happening with Skype, it has something to do with them just going public, and they got all that money, so they better get this thing together here. Let me we're going to make it happen. Let them come to you. I want you, in here one way or the other. Three vocals and sax metal of tonight's show. And we're going to do that. I'm going to make this thing. It hurts me. We're going to make it happen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come into the chat room and get on, ladies and gentlemen. 646-378-0763. Give us a call. I promise you, everybody that I said was going to be here is here, and we're going to make it happen. It's on me right now. It's on Skype right now. It's giving me a little problem, but I'm going to make this thing happen. If it's your first time checking out the DJ Mr. E Show, this is not moving. We're always keeping it moving, but right now we're having just a small technical problem, which I hope that we will get worked out here in the studio in 1 second. But until I do, I'm going to drop a track. We're going to do something with the young lady that I have online, Miss Claudette Monet, and we're going to do a track called Sweet Stuff. Let's check it out.
I'm not afraid to
DMV. Smooth Sound, it's Claudette Monet. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome to the show, and thank you for your patience.
No problem, no problem. What's going
All
on?
All right. I love the ladies from the DMV, my vocalists. So, Claudette, tell us a little bit for those that may not be on Facebook and may not have heard, seen you out live performing or may not have heard your music. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, wow. I'm originally from Florida. I've been here for a while. I'm a soul, funk, R&B, sometimes rock and jazz singer. I'm working on an album currently. And if you've never seen me sing before, you can see me tomorrow evening in Roslyn at the concert series. Let me see if I can get the address for you. I think it's on Moore Boulevard. But, yeah, I'm working on an album, doing a little bit of hosting for WPFW. I'm just working on a couple of things to get myself out there.
Cool.
Nope.
Facebook, I heard you on Facebook, and I'm like, yeah, I need that work.
Hello?
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Oh, sounds like Skype is not treating you right tonight.
I'm coming back to you.
Like the whole world watching me. He makes me feel beautiful in ways I never knew before. He makes me feel wonderful all over. Now all I want is more.
I feel sassy from my head down to my feet, like I'm the best.
WDMV, I swear I hear me out there. Can you hear me? You cannot hear me. Claudette, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, well, I don't know what's happening with Skype this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, please forgive me. Skype is tripping right now. But I'm on the air. Claudette can hear me. Ray, I know you're there listening, brother. I got you. We're going to do all your tracks. But Claudette does have to leave. You got something going on tonight that you're handling?
Well, I'm just working on the show for tomorrow, and I was just going to give you guys the information if you guys want to come out at lunchtime in Roslyn tomorrow between 11:45 and 1:45. At the it's on Wilson Boulevard and North Moore Street, and it's a concert series on Central Space.
And what time is that?
That's between 11:45 and 1:30. That's what I'm thinking. And it's tomorrow at lunchtime, concert series.
Okay.
And Roslyn.
We will definitely put that show you post on Facebook. You want to have your Facebook information or your information? You on Twitter yet?
I'm on everything. The easiest way to get me is Google me, Claudette, Claudette. Monet, or you can find me on Reverb Nation, which is www.reverbnation.com/Claudette Monet. I'm on Facebook and Twitter as Claudette Monet, and if you like the music, there'll be more coming up really soon. I'm about to release a rock song, and I have a snippet online, so check me out. Two of my songs are already on iTunes, so I'm just working really hard.
Cool.
Trying to get prepared for tomorrow tonight.
I'm not going to offer you, but I really love Sweet Stuff, and he makes.
Thank you.
Do you want to tell us a short idea of when?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you have an idea when the album may drop?
Not quite. I'm just perfecting it, and I'm changing a few things, but it'll be out soon, hopefully before the year's over.
All right, cool.
So I'm going to release the single and then do the album.
All right, cool. Let's play. I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to play your other two tracks real quick from My House. And anybody you want to shout out before you get out of here?
I just want to shout out to all my fans and all the lovely DMV and everybody all over the world. Thanks for listening to my music. Love you all. And hope to see any of you people here in DMV tomorrow in Roslyn at 11:45 on Wilson Boulevard and North Moore Street. Thanks for having me, Eric.
Cool. My pleasure. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Claudette Monet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
WDC, it's your guy, J. Mr. E. Once again, welcome to the show. Chat room's full of people. We got plenty of callers. People are listening. So tonight's a good show, man. Just for some background information, yesterday morning when I woke up, I didn't have any guests at all, and I end up with four, man. So we're going to really make it happen. We just had Miss Claudette Monet on. We're going to do some stuff by Miss Sharon Rogers and Kenda a little later, but right now I'm trying to get my Ben, before we disconnected or before we had to change, he had to change phones. He was telling us a little bit about some of the things from his past. I'm trying to get him in. Skype is not helping me out tonight, but I'm going to get you, brother. Right here, this caller right here. Let's make it happen. Nope, didn't work. Ray, coming to you. For those of you in the chat room, man, don't be talking about me because things are not going the way that they should be going tonight, but it's all good. Ray, I know you're there. Anyway, let's do a little music, man. I'm going to get Ray, I promise you, man. I promise. WDMV, man, the show who had me do a lot of talk tonight. I really don't want to kick in much. I want to get my people in. I think I did. Mr. Gaddins.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Welcome to WDMV, man. It was a mission,
oh,
but I got back.
Mr. E, how are you, sir?
Hey, man, I am feeling great over here. I'm doing my thing. I'm trying to make sure that I support DMV artists, man, and get these tracks out here for the people to hear. We've got a lot of people listening, so I just want to make sure that we can get the music out, man. So where we left off was you giving us a bit of your background, man. I know where you've been for the last 19 years, but can you tell the people that may not know who you are and know much about you, who Ray Gaskins is?
Certainly, certainly. It's a pleasure to be on the show, sir. For the last 19 years, I have been, and will continue to be, I guess, until he finally fires me. I've been playing with Roy Ayers' band for the past 19 years, and I've been his kind of like co-music director, arranger, sax man, keyboard player, vocalist, and he's featured me on his show with songs just like the Shady Lane song you just heard. And my career has taken me to 8 CDs, currently several other, I've played on, I guess, maybe about 60 different projects in the past, maybe in the past 10 years. I've done a lot of jingle work in England and done a lot of other arrangement work with BBC, and I've done a lot of work with, you know, just various other, you know, at the time, it was very advantageous for me at the time to do a lot of work with the British artists at the time. I was doing a lot of production. Now, currently, really just now just sort of settling into working on the music that I really like to work on. And as far as my own projects go, about to release, I'm doing a reissue of some stuff that I released in Europe. That'll be coming out at the beginning of September, as we start the last, you know, basically the last musical season. And as that goes, I'll be finishing up with a couple of tours, going actually back-to-back tours in Japan and Australia going into February.
So with those tours, are you going with Roy or you your band?
I'm going to go with my band, and then I'm going to go with Roy's band too. We're looking at the combination of myself and my first cousin, Miss Jocelyn Brown, if you all remember her from...
Hey, somebody else's guy.
Right, there you go. So the vibes of the vocals and the instruments and everything, you know, it runs deep in my family. So that's my first cousin. Also, my second cousin, if you really want to know, is one of the greatest trumpet players of our time. That would be Mr. Roy Hargrove.
Man, come on, for real?
For real.
Yeah, I know that man very well. I know him personally, but I know his music very well. Yeah, absolutely, man.
He's the new Miles, the new creative Miles of our new century. He's a fantastic player. You can't choose your friends. You can't choose your family. You can't choose your family. But he's a good friend. Just the first meeting him, and we used to hang out at the Blue Note in New York, you know, for the after hours sets. We used to do that. That's how we first became friends, before we even found out we were family.
Right. Wow. We played, tell us about the track. I started out playing Crystal Clear, then I played Shady Lane, played the original version of Shady Lane. How you came up with Shady Lane and why you decided to do a remix to it?
You know what? You're a great host, and you come up, you nailed it right on the head, because every great host, they ask about Shady Lane. How do you come up with Shady Lane? I was
crazy.
Driving... You're going to make me tell another story. I was driving in London. I was coming back from a show, and I was going down a place called, most people in England, they know a place called Seven Sisters Road. In the middle of the night, it's like I saw somebody standing there in the corner, this beautiful young lady. She was black as the frying pan. She was, her skin was like that. I mean, to see her at night, it was stunningly beautiful at me, just to see this person just standing there with the texture and complexion of her skin. And I said to myself, what is she standing out here in the middle of the night for? Stunningly beautiful. And that kind of, my imagination just started me to prompt to write a song about this lady that I saw. And I knew what she was there for, and this is the fact that she didn't, I saw it in my mind, and she didn't have to be there for that. She was, whatever came out of her mouth made me put her there in the first place, but I don't know, and that's just an opinion of one and then another. But just the fact that there was her, just the sight of her for a stoplight, 30 seconds, was inspiration for that song.
And let me make sure I got this right, Ray. She was jet black and she was pretty.
She was, yeah, if you want me to go ahead and break it down, she was jet black, stunning, and she was like, she was all that and baggage, just and fresh rock. She was stunning at jet black in the middle at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. O R H F. That's a little side joke. Know what that means, Ray. But anyway, check this out, man. I'm going to play another one of your tracks, man. Tell me a little bit about Butterfly. I'm going to play Butterfly.
Butterfly. That's a beautiful Herbie Hancock piece that was inspiration for me when it first arrived on the scene, and for my first time recognizing that as a classic upon hearing it. Herbie Hancock inspired several generations, at least two, three generations of musicians, jazz musicians, to play his, to interpret his style, his arranging style, his writing style, his composition, his lyrical composition, his instrumental composition, his je ne sais quoi of the jazz endeavor, and his crossover, his perseverance in the jazz world. He has inspired millions to listen to his music, and Butterfly is just a compliment, a homage back to him.
Hey,
and
man,
I play all the parts. Yeah.
I love that, and I'm gonna kick that, man. And he says very near and dear to my heart. Two people.
I'm lost.
If I could get those.
Thank you.
up to DMV. It's man DJ E. We're on with Mr. Ray Gaskins. I'm trying to get that brother back on here. My Skype is tripping, but
here.
I think I got him. You got you. All right, bro. Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. Yeah.
That was really cool. The track was called When I Fall in Love, and prior to that, I did Butterfly. And prior to that, we did Shady Lane, Part 1 and Part 2, and Crystal Clear. So, look, what you got coming up in the future, man? What you have coming up in the future, and where can we find you?
Well, in the future, I have a plan to be doing some bit of touring. There is a reissue release coming up in about 3 weeks. There'll be some local dates, and it looks like I'll be handling, helping out with some area stuff that's going on around here. And then that's also the Roy Ayers dates, and then, you know, the Roy Ayers dates have been there for the past 19 years. That is, and then there's a future album from Roy. I guess that's going to be within, say, about another 45 days after we finish the production. That'll be ready to come out very soon. We've gone through a couple of producers to finally get to that point. So I think Roy Ayers is going to come out with a bomb. It's going to be pretty nice. I'm working on the reissue, as it's what's called, Time Pieces. That'll be out, and I'm trying to get it to the stores in the DMV area, of course. That's the only way that's going to work, is it announces the DMV. Also,
that's right.
The project I'm working on currently is called the Great Day in Baltimore. I'm organizing, and I've got a co-host with a couple of radio stations here in the area, a couple of TV stations in the area. There is still a run-up of PBS to be involved. With a documentary shoot up to September 13th, which I will be, I've organized this photo shoot. This is very similar to the Art Kane's Great Day in Harlem back in 58. And 2010, on September 13th, on the steps of the War Memorial Plaza in Baltimore, we are going to shoot all the jazz musicians in the regional area that are actually participating and active on the jazz nightclub circuit and or teaching and or instructing and or just the love of the jazz music involved with the people that we know here, like club owners and booking agents and such and that have you. But we're going to have that as a historic landmark occasion to be hosted by several other venues. The UB Bank Center has volunteered their services to have a jam session on that day, and then later on an unveiling of the photographs. She will contain about nearly 160 to 200 musicians.
Wow.
So we're working on making that work. Folks, check your Facebook if you'd like to witness this occasion. It's set for September 13th at between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. And there is a website that will be www.jazzphotobmore, as JAZZPHOTOBMORE at AOL.com.
Hold on, Ray. Ray, JAZZ, because I'm putting it in the chat room. JAZZPHOTO.
BMORE.
BMORE. At AOL?
At AOL, sir.
All right, so I just put that in the chat room, man. We got a chat room. We just put that out there. So I want to make sure. Hey, look, we're a little pressed for time. Give everybody your website. If you're on Twitter, you can give everybody a contact on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook, yeah. Just real quickly, the proceeds from the marketing of this project will benefit our generations to come with musical instruments and also college scholarship money.
Oh, that's real good. We need that. You there?
I hear you. I just heard you say, am I here? Yes, I'm here.
And we really need that.
Yes, Yes, we need it. That's our future right there. If nothing else, and maybe it might start a trend in the other cities too. There are museums in several cities of our black heritage and culture, and our jazz musicians have put together such things. There's several different projects around the country. We're just really kicking in with this one now. Not really looking for a profit. We are looking for an opportunity just to pass it along.
And that's appreciated, man. We really do appreciate that, Ray. Hey, man, and again, on the appreciation, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be here on the show tonight.
It's a pleasure, Eric. Please, I'd love to come back anytime.
Man, thank you so much. I'll be in touch with you, Ray. Take care of yourself, man.
All right, my brother. Thank you. Good night, folks. Good night.
Good night. WDMV, it's your man DJ Mr. E. That was my man Ray Gaskins out of Baltimore. Make sure that you Facebook, follow him on Twitter, and if you see him performing, that you check him out. Right, Tim, I see you there, Tim Floyd. My Jeff there, just everybody in the building right now. It was real good. I got some ladies that are listening. The name of tonight's show was Three Vocalists and the Sax Man. That was the Sax Man. You've heard one of the ladies, Miss Claudette Monet. She had a previous project, so I brought her on earlier. So I've got two other ladies that are with us right now, and I'm going to play some of their music. But you know what? I think I'm going to make them wait a while, man, because the anticipation is getting real in that room on Facebook, because I see them talking. Is listening, and she's on Facebook, and she's listening. She's on Facebook. So, ladies, feature music. Just not for a second, man. Give me a minute. DJ Mr. E Show, y'all. WDMV, you're on with DJ Mr. E. I want to talk to some of the people out there, man. 646-378-0763. Call Daryl and Miss Sharon Rogers. I'm getting ready to feature these ladies, so I want you to make sure that if you are fans of theirs, ladies, I hope you got all your fans listening, and we're going to play music here. I don't know what is going on with sister tonight, but it's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, I promise you I'm going to work, and I'm going to play music, and I'm going to have a good time. You know what? I'm going to start up. Hey, Kanda, how you doing? If you want to chat with me, press 1 on your phone. This is Miss Kanda Daryl, and this is called Consider This. WDB's DJ Mr. E still struggling over here this evening, y'all, trying to make this thing happen, but it's all good. I promise you it's all good. Kanda, I'm trying to bring you in. I see you there. Blog Talk Radio does not want to allow me to do that right now, but I'm still going to. There you go. Kanda Darrell, are you with me?
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, Kanda, what's going on? How
are you? Pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, I guess it's some, I've been having some technical difficulties on my phone as well, so I don't know what's going on.
It's gremlins in the system. That's, I attribute it all to gremlins in the system. I don't have any logical explanation, so I just put it on gremlins.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Kanda, beautiful song. Consider this the track that we just played. I'm also going to play your track, Serenade. But tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got started in the music business, because you're a MV legend, and I want my listeners.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
A little bit. A little bit.
Wow.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I am based out of the DMV. Grew up in Montgomery County, Maryland. And I've been singing for a while now. And the base of my music is a mix of jazz, soul, and R&B. I like to call it breezy soul because it's very, I'm kind of a mellow, got a mellow vibe going on, and it's just very smooth, something you can just ease into, kind of like the quiet storm. So that's me in a nutshell. And basically I'm just trying to share my thoughts about love and relationships and through music and really be a part of this wonderful collection of music in the world, you know, and just share my thoughts. So I thank you for putting my music out there, and I thank those that are on the air listening. So
you're quite welcome.
That's Kanda.
I'm really happy to be able to do that. Are you performing anywhere in the DMV anytime soon? Anything going on that we can let the listeners know so that they can come out to support you?
Yes, September 4th, actually that's Labor Day weekend. I am part of what we call Soulful Steps. And for those of you out there that love to hand dance, this is really a great opportunity to come out and not only hand dance, but I will do a live performance there as well. And so basically, you can get out there, groove, and jam. If you don't know how to hand dance, we have a class. It starts around 6 o'clock. So you can come early at 6, get into the class, and then just start dancing. I sing in between the sets. And then followed by just really dancing off into the night. And we go until about 10 o'clock. It's at Whalen Lounge in Alexandria, Virginia. I have a couple of links that you can go to pull up the information. The first one's, of course, my website. Real simple, just go to listentokanda.com, and you'll be able to pull up a link to our page for that event. The other one is soulfulsaturdays.net. Again, it's soulfulsaturdays.net, and then you can actually see the page right there, which talks about the hand dance experience. So either or is fine. And again, the next party is September 4th on Saturday, and it's from 6 to 10 o'clock. So once you've danced with us, if you still, you know, if you still have energy, you still have time to catch, you know, another evening for the night, another event. But I really hope that you can come out and share with us and have fun and learn something new and listen to me.
Cool. Thank you so
much. Yeah.
For being on the show, and you've been patient, and continue to see those tracks, and I promise you I'll play them.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it, and I will be putting together some new music real soon. I'm working on my debut EP. So once that drops, I will definitely send you more music to share. So thank you again.
Cool problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Kanda Darrell. Make sure that everybody's on Facebook. Make sure that you Facebook her. It's Kanda Darrell. Canada. We're going to play Serenade, and then we're going to keep it moving. So here's to you. Any last shouts out to get out of here?
Let's see. A shout out to my family, mom, dad, my brother DJ, family in Michigan, K-Nix, and WDMV Radio, as well as DMVRadio.net. And really, everyone that is out there pursuing music, I wish you all the best, much success in sharing your music to the world. And God bless.
Cool. Thank you very much. And we will chat with you very soon.
And thank you, Mr. E. Bye-bye.
No problem. Canda Darrell, ladies and gentlemen. This is her Serenade. Blog Talk, but I'm coming. Here it is.
Trust your heart. Well, I never questioned it. I love.
WDMV. I think my mic is muted. You can hear me. Can you hear me? There you go. WDMV, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging out with me once again. That was Miss Kanda Darrow. It's the DJ Mr. E Show. We've had Ray Gaskins on. We've had Claudette Monet on. We've had Kanda Darrow on. And I have one more guest. She's a little hesitant to call in. So while she's thinking about it, let me tell you about something hot that's getting ready to happen right here in the DMV. And excuse me. It's the 6th Annual Poetry Festival. It's going to be an evening of poetry and music featuring the legendary Last Poets. Wow, that's hot, man. Those cats have been around a long time. And the Cornel West Theory, the celebration will blend the lines of expression until there's only art. Crossing and expanding, this year's festivities will include Spanish language performers. The DC Poetry Festival is a spoken word and poetry concert featuring performers from both writers and musicians from around the world. In past years, the festival has garnered attendance of over 3,000 people and has featured local and nationally recognized spoken word artists from U Street to artists such as Gil Scott-Heron and Malcolm Jamal Warner. The DC Poetry Festival is a family event and children are welcome to attend. Attendance is free. I like that word, F-R-E-E, and no tickets are required. However, early arrival is suggested. Excuse me. The community is welcome to enjoy the 6th Annual DC Poetry Festival on August 27th, 2010 at 7:30 p.m. WPFW radio personalities, I want to make sure I get this right, Asika Muhammad, Droopy, The Broke Baller, and Todd B are scheduled to host the festival at the Carter Baron Amphitheater at Rock Creek Park on 16th and Colorado Avenue Northwest. Scheduled to perform the Last Poets, who are legendary spoken word performers and hip-hop artists, the Cornel West Theory from Washington, D.C. They're a hip-hop band using Dr. Cornel West's prophetic writings and philosophies as their muse. George B. Johnson, Jr. from Washington, D.C., the father of the art of jazz vocalist and legendary jazz artist. I hope I'm getting this right, man. And there are several other artists that are going to perform, so make sure that you check that out, man. It's a lot of people on this list. It's produced by Genesis Poets Music, which is a local independent record label in Washington, D.C. And make sure that you check that out, man. Genesis Poets Music and Centronia. That's a lot of words I can't always articulate, but do the best that I can, man. Let's get it in. So right now, I'm going to feature another young lady, man. I'm going to play her music. And posted it on her Facebook all day. She's nervous, but she's so happy because she said that this is her 15 minutes of fame. She's a friend of mine. I've known her for quite a while, and I never knew that she sang until, I believe, last Friday or something. I ran into her. Listening because she's posting it on Facebook all day. This is my good friend Sharon Rogers, and tracks are remakes, but she does them well, and she's doing sound works. Sharon Rogers.
Thinking of
is a traditionally different. I'm sure. No, right. I want you to call into the station 646-378-0763. Stop being nervous. I'm going to wait. You know what? I shouldn't even say anything until you call in. I'm going to post a number on your Facebook page because I know you're on Facebook and I know you're listening. Sharon, call in. Talk to me. Let's talk about how you work this out with SoundWorks. I'm waiting. 646-378-0763. Agent demand that she call in. Listen to sax man. We've had two of the vocals on. Try and get the third vocalist on. Let's see. You know what? This is the track that she gave. This is actually the first track that she gave me, and I really, really, really like this one. So I'm going to go ahead and play it, man. It's a remake of the George Benson track, Masquerade. And this is where she really shines. Her talent is really hot on this. Again, she won't call in, but it's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Sharon Rogers.
Are we really happy here with this love?
WDMV, it's the DJ Mr. E Show. We're going to see, I have a caller in queue that is waiting to come on, and we're going to see if it's scared girl, Sharon, because I've been asking her to come on. Everybody else came on tonight, but she didn't want to. But let me see if I can bring the caller in. Come on, Blog Talk. Let me in. Sharon Rogers, man. Again, a friend that I've known for quite some time. Never heard her sing. Let's see if this is her. WDMV, welcome to the DJ Mr. E Show. What's your name?
Thank you. This is Sharon. Sorry, guys.
Hey, Sharon. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm so nervous. Thank you so much for playing it.
Oh, my God. It took me longer to get you to come on than it took me to set up the whole show.
I didn't have the number. I'm so sorry, you guys.
You have a lot of friends. I'm on your Facebook page right now. You've got a lot of friends that are listening to you, and they're saying that they never heard you sing. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Sharon Rogers getting in with Masquerade and pulling back the years. So tell us. Works right.
That was with a group called Soundworks, and I hope that I heard you correctly. I actually did that about 10 years ago. They were a jazz band that I did some work with. They are a wonderful group of people that I worked with at Sprint back in the day. Wendell Ficklin played on the bass, and Tony was on the sax, and we had a lot of great musicians involved in that project.
So you told me that the two tracks we just played, you recorded 10 years ago.
Yes, it is.
All right. Now, if you were nervous, myself and your Facebook friends require, we require you to sing right now. We want to know, you could sing 10 years ago, but can you go now?
Oh, my goodness. I'll probably sound like Barry White right now. I've got that cold that you must have passed to me in passing the other day.
Jerron, I think you're making excuses.
No, really, I'm serious. I don't even know what I would sing for you guys really quickly that I could think of. I'll think of something. Y'all give me something.
All right, Sharon, friends. I mean, it's all good. Listen, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate all the love on Facebook, guys. Thanks so much for listening.
You got a lot of love on Facebook. But I'm going to actually track one more time. I mean, I really like the track Mask, going back the year too. But I like this. But to go back to the studio anytime soon, make sure that you make sure that DJ Mr. Tracks, and I promise you that I will play them.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. We are actually working on some stuff right now, so as soon as we get that situated, I will let you know. And ladies, everybody else.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Sharon Rogers.
Thank you.
Are we really happy? Thank you.
Hey, Duke. Hope you can hear me. My brother Duke, hang with me till the end. Thanks, Duke. I see you, man. It's the DJ, Mr. E Show. Ladies and gentlemen, even though we're not broadcasting live, we're still streaming. So I will talk to each and every one of you later. Peace out. See you soon.